So with COVID now, everyone's much more machbid about washing hands. You know, shake someone's hand, so you go home, you wash your hands, hopefully. If not, you know, maybe not, but you probably should be washing your hands if you shake people's hands. Shaila is, do you have to wash your hands if you shake some person's hand and you don't think that they wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning? So a few weeks ago, we talked about if you touch food, if they touch food, you go to restaurants and the waiters aren't washing hands. So we came up with all these like crazy hetera. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. So you don't have to like start screaming at your waiter. We said maybe, you know, the person washed his hands in general under the faucet in the morning and that counts for Netilas Yadayim. We said maybe someone who's not religious doesn't count as the status of someone who needs to wash Netilas Yadayim. What a weak hetera. But we ultimately said, okay, you could be lenient. You know why? Because otherwise you're never going to go to restaurants, you're going to be messed up. But here, you're going to shake someone's hand. You don't have to be rude. You just need to excuse yourself afterwards and go wash your hands. So there's no rudeness involved. You can still go to a restaurant. You can still do everything normally. You just have to become a little bit OCD about washing your hands, which we've all become or should become within this COVID environment. So the shaila is, and this is a perfect COVID halacha, do you have to wash your hands every time you shake someone's hand and you don't think that they are someone who likely washed your hands in Netilas Yadayim? So Rav Chaim Plachi, in his Lev Chaim, says like this. Let's look at a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says an interesting halacha, which says, Lo yitol mimi shalom natal yadav shachris. If, let's say, you can't wash your own hands in Netilas Yadayim and you need to have an aide help you to wash in Netilas Yadayim, that aide, assuming he's Yid, better be someone who knows how to wash Netilas Yadayim on himself or herself, and therefore is able to wash you. Because if someone who didn't wash Netilas Yadayim washes you, says Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't work. So says Rav Plachi, based on this, it would seem to be that Tumah can transfer back onto hands that are already Tahar. Because if you need someone Tahar to wash your hands in the morning, so therefore, surely, he says, if your hands are Tahar already, and someone who's Tameh touches you again, it should become Tameh again. But then he says, well, maybe that doesn't make any sense. Because what's the reason why you need a Tahar person to wash Netilas Yadayim on your hands in the morning? That's similar to Paraduma, right? It says, V'hizo ha-Tahar ala Tameh, right? That someone who's Tahar has to make you Tahar. A Tameh person, your hands are Tameh in the morning, they have to be made Tahar by someone who's Tahar. How are you allowed to wash your hands in the morning? I don't know, yourself. It's a good question. But I guess if someone else is doing the process, that other person must be Tahar. But then, says Rav Plachi, if your hands are Tahar already, you wash your hands at 9 o'clock in the morning, and now someone touches you at 11 o'clock, who says they could become re-Tameh again? Yeah. I can't hear you. Why are we doing Paraduma?
Why are we using what's said by Paraduma as opposed to like by the Kiyor? The Kiyor was like an automatic thing, no one else
would. I hear you. But the Kiyor was automatic, yeah, but the Kiyor was not itself Tameh. So if I care, if anything, that proves the point more. So maybe the Kiyor was a Tahar item. You had a Tahar spritzing on a Tameh. You didn't have a Tameh spritzing on a Tameh. But
it wasn't
Shaykh. It was its own issue. Fine. The point is if you have a faucet, maybe that would work. But here you're having a Tameh person pour water on you. So he says, if a Tameh person touches you in the middle of the day, you should become Tameh again. This is what he suggests. He's not sure. He goes back and forth. And therefore, he says, I found the Zohar. The Zohar says, now to take clothes from someone who did not wash Netilas Yadayim. Okay. So you see that clearly, what's the point to take? What's the problem with taking clothes from someone who didn't wash Netilas Yadayim? Somehow it's going to transfer from his hands to the clothes to your hands. It's a Zohar. So again, I'm only 37, you know, so I don't have to know any all the Zohars. Yeah, but Plachi says, based on the Zohar, it seems very clear, you need to re-wash your hands. If you shake your hands with someone who did not wash Netilas Yadayim, you shake hands, you have to wash Netilas Yadayim again. The Divrei Ben Yehoshua cites another Sefer by Plachi, the Ruach Chaim, who brings a proof from another Zohar, that if you touch an Akum, you touch an Eina Yehudi, right, then you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. Now that's confusing because the Mishnah Berurah says that a Nochri who touches food before a Nochri obviously washing Netilas Yadayim, nothing happens because a Nochri doesn't have Tumah. So I'm not sure what the Zohar is based upon, but based on the Zohar, says the Ruach Chaim, Mr. Plachi, that you need to wash Netilas Yadayim again. He then, the Divrei Ben Yehoshua, cites all these Sfarish Poskim who are Machmir. Maybe it's the same Sfarish Poskim allow, you know, kissing hands during COVID, but again, that's a separate discussion. But the point is that these Sfarish Poskim are all Machmir. The Atzei Ayar, I'm not sure who that was, but I saw it signed in the Divrei Ben Yehoshua, says, well, maybe this is a good point. If you do, you know, the elbow bump or the fist, You know, you do like a palm hit. You still have five, I guess. Then you may not have to wash Netilas Yadayim. It's only if you touch parts of your hand, your fingers, and the parts where you wash Netilas Yadayim that actually need to touch someone else. That's when you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. But the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChayim, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, all of these Sraidish Poskim seem to be very clear. You need to wash Netilas Yadayim again. Comes along the Arlet Zin and he says, well, you could distinguish between if his hands are wet or dry. He says, dry hands can transfer tumah. Unclear what his basis is. He cites another Ramah, which I'm not sure how he sees from that Ramah. He didn't even understand his proof, but Rabbi Avadia Yosef doesn't understand his proof either and disagrees and says this Arlet Zion is a clue, which doesn't really make any sense, and that always, says Rabbi Avadia, you need to rewash your hands if you touch your hands to someone who did not wash Netilas Yadayim. Now, there is another interesting point by the Divrei Ben Yehoshua. He says, well, maybe it depends what time of day you shake his hand. Early in the morning, the Ruach Ra, he says, is very potent. Again, I'm not sure what the basis of this is. He says, but maybe the reason why the Arlet Zion was so makel, Ben Zion Abishal, was because he was talking about shaking hands in the morning. But if you shake someone's hand, you didn't wash it to his time at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever Ruach Ra was on his hand, I guess, was transferred to everyone. It was already used off, and therefore he says that you could be makel later on in the day, perhaps. However, the Oz Nidbrun, finally, Ashkenaz Posek, Rav Zober, he says, look, based on all these posts we just quoted, I can't ignore Rav Palachi died in the 1800s. So this is like, I'm not going to, you know, disagree with them expressly. It's pretty clear that he was Machmir. But he says, look, by food, we're lenient at the end of the day. If you touch food, we said you're allowed to eat that food. If someone touches it, didn't wash it, it was a dime. Why should it be any different over here? And he writes like this. Etzem adin, this actual halacha, denaga biyado shal achar detameh. If you touch someone else's hands, it's tameh. Zekitsas chiddish. It's a chiddish. She ain't one of Makar Tov al zeh. We have no real source for this. What are you making it up? You're comparing it to Para Aduma? He says, that's your basis to go make everyone be OCD and wash their hands 10 times during the day about it? He says, here's a nice chumrah, but there's room to be lenient. So the upshot is that you probably have basis to wash your hands again if you touch someone's hands. If you didn't wash until you died, you don't have to drive yourself crazy because there's room to be lenient, perhaps like this Oz Nidbru, that if you don't, okay, there's room to be lenient.